I don't have many speaking parts in the Mass, but I think that the most important words that I say, other than the proclamation of the Gospel, would be to intone the penitential rite, standing next to the presider and facing you. In this I pray for myself and for the presider, for the other liturgical ministers, for the musicians and the choir, and for all the rest of the assembly that I face. I ask God for mercy on us, and it is always moving for me to do so. We come to Mass as sinners. We come as people who are imperfect. I like to say that I'm trying to be a good Catholic, because I think that perfection is only in heaven. If we weren't sinners, we wouldn't need reconciliation. We wouldn't need the penitential rite. I think Jesus knew that his disciples were not perfect. Of course, that's an understatement. God did not choose the best and the brightest to be the followers of Jesus. God chose people who were imperfect, in some cases sinners or traitors. Others were doubtful or fearful. They were imperfect, and we, their descendants, are imperfect. So we need to start off the Mass with that recognition of our imperfection, of our sinfulness, of our fears and our doubts, and ask God to be merciful to us as we are trying, to ask God to help us to be better. So in our Gospel for today, the disciples had just heard the Bread of Life discourse, in which Jesus says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." And so, some of those imperfect disciples, finding this language strange and not understanding Jesus, or being fearful, left. They did not want to remain in him. The apostles stayed, not that they were perfect, but they trusted Jesus, even though they did not understand. Jesus asked the apostles, "Do you also wish to leave?" But they understood that Jesus was the way to God, that Jesus was bringing them on the true path. They didn't understand yet, but they trusted and they believed. Other disciples trusted and believed as well, though they don't often get proper credit for their belief and their trust in Jesus. One of the most powerful gospel passages is at the death of Lazarus, when Martha and Mary show their faith to Jesus. They don't understand why their brother is dead. They believe that he and they will rise on the last day, but they don't understand, how did Jesus let his friend Lazarus die? We hear in that gospel passage a few chapters later than today's gospel that Martha said to Jesus, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Like Peter, Martha confesses that Jesus is the Christ. Let's remember her faith and her belief in Christ Jesus. Jesus promises that we will rise again on the last day, and showing that this can happen, Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead. Jesus wants us to be together, to worship together, to consume his body and blood, the Eucharist, together. Notice that the disciples who left were not driven away by Jesus. They left of their own accord. Jesus did not say, "Get out of here, go away." Jesus was probably sorry to see them go. Jesus didn't say, "Good riddance," or, "They doubted, so be gone with them." And so we should be reminded that since Jesus did not chase them away, that those who left of their own accord, who don't believe, who doubt, who are fearful, or who are caught up in an ideology or a nationalism, a political belief, or some selfish reason even, not to believe in God or in the Catholic faith, are not evil, and we are not to treat them as evil. We shouldn't demonize each other. We should recognize that in some cases people have doubts, that they have fears, that they are tied into some other belief that prevents them from being one with us or in being together with us in the way that we should all be together. So when we participate in the Eucharist, we should be mindful that there are people in the assembly who differ from us in many ways and who disagree with us. But together we are meant to be one in Christ. There are people who are not in the assembly. We should always be mindful of them and welcome them back when they come. And never denigrate them. Never treat them as other or as evil. But welcome them back as our brothers and sisters. And those who have not listened to the gospel, or who have but have not left the faith that in which they grew up, to become Christians, we should also be mindful and respectful of them. God did not come down among us in the second person of the Holy Trinity for us to fight each other at the table or outside the church. Let us always be mindful of those who are missing at the table when we gather together, and let us be mindful of those who are gathered together with us at the table. I know I am when I look out upon the assembly and pray for you and for myself at Mass, and also for those who are missing from our assembly.